there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Next Tuesday is National Medal of Honor Day, a day we acknowledge the heroism and sacrifice of those who have earned the National Medal of Honor, which is our country's highest military award. My guest today, Ben B. from New York, is an impressive young man with a passion for supporting our active duty military, their families, and our veterans. We're living through a chaotic and divided moment right now, and I hope that this conversation will remind us that our servicemen and women and our veterans and wounded warriors simply answered a call and made tremendous sacrifices on our behalf, and they are deserving of our respect and our kindness. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ben. He is a college student, and he started a really wonderful project called Whiskey Bravo, which cares for our soldiers and our veterans. He's going to tell you all about it. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, all of that good stuff. I usually say what grade you're in, but you could tell us what year you are in college. And then tell us all about Whiskey Bravo. Start from the very beginning, the spark, the inspiration. Tell us everything.
So I'm 20 years old. I'm a sophomore at Yale. And Whiskey Bravo is a New York-based nonprofit that works to improve the lives of U.S. military and their families while teaching youth service and leadership skills. So high schools partner with us on a monthly curriculum where students do everything from sending care packages to troops deployed overseas, to taking Gold Star children out on experiential days, to teaching formerly homeless veterans computer literacy classes. We impact roughly 1,300 students a year and 1,600 military families. And we like to say we build the leaders of tomorrow by honoring the heroes of today.
Wow. Well, that is really beautiful. I have to tell you something interesting. This is my third season, so I've had a lot of episodes. You are the first guest, the first young person that I'm interviewing who specifically is interested in helping our military and our veterans. And I find that sort of interesting. I'm from a military family myself, and I'm always sort of surprised that we don't, as a society, really teach these values anymore, to respect our active duty military, to thank them when we see them. That was how I was taught growing up, right? And our veterans, you know, and our veterans who need so much help. So tell me more about how this was sparked for you. Tell me this journey, like how this all got started for you.
Yeah, well, thank you and your family for your service. I got interested and involved because when I was very little, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents who live in Long Island, New York. And they, a Marine from the town where they lived was killed in Ramadi, Iraq. And they had a bike ride in his honor. His name was Lance Corporal Jordan Herder. And so I went to the bike ride. I was 4 or 5 at the time. And I heard Jordan's remarkable story. Jordan gave his life protecting a barracks full of Marines and Iraqi police. And I was so young, I didn't even know what death was at the time. The idea of giving your life for something greater than yourself were all just a lot for me to understand. And so I became pen pals with the captain of Jordan's platoon, who's now a close friend, Dan. And I started doing what I could to support these men and women who I was meeting, who I just instantly looked up to. They were so willing to put others before themselves, to sacrifice so much to protect each other and our nation. And so I did what I could. I did little lemonade stands, donating my piggy bank, very small things, and donated to Wounded Warrior Project. And they embraced me as this little kid who was doing all different projects for them and invited me to their headquarters and to different dinners. And I met these men and women who were injured and transitioning to civilian life and learning about some of the struggles of doing that. And at the same time, I was going to school in New York City. And like you said, the military was not talked about. It was heavily politicized. And it was just like kids my age were not talking about it. So I started involving other kids at my school. And we did little service projects here and there. And then kids at other schools said, like, we like what you're doing. Can we come and volunteer with kids from our schools? And it just kind of slowly grew. And then we saw that the military, we weren't just trying to support the military, but the military was teaching us so much. These kids, we didn't really know a lot about service, about how to like help others. And these are men and women who dedicated their lives to helping other people. They've learned important leadership skills through the military, how to be goal-oriented and accomplish amazing things. And so they can teach us how to accomplish these service goals, how to be better individuals, and we can do this while trying to support them. And so it's this wonderful relationship that's mutually beneficial. And so that was kind of when we thought we had something and became 501c3 status and just kind of have grown from there.
Wow. And when was that? That was when you were in high school?
Yeah. So that was when I got to high school. It was in 2021, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which, you know, is interesting. I typically speak to young people who started their projects during the pandemic because we were all sort of devoid of any opportunities to do anything. Right. And so maybe we could do something useful and be helpful to others and serve others. I really love everything that you've told us about this story because, again, you were exposed to this early on over something that was very tragic. But what you took from that was this level of sacrifice and how much people who do enter the military, they are working for a cause that is greater than themselves, right? And that's what service is all about, any kind of service, right? It's about the community. It's about doing something for other people. And that issue of it being politicized, I really love what you said there because I always remind folks on Veterans Day, on the 9/11 day of service, on the 4th of July, on Memorial Day, there are ways that you as a family can support our honored veterans, our wounded warriors, our active duty military who are away from their families and sacrificing so much for us without it being political. Right? They are defending our country. They've given so much. In some cases, they've given their lives, right? So we're supporting their families. It doesn't have anything to do with politics. Whether you agreed with the war that they were sent to, that they were then killed at in serving, it doesn't really matter whether you agreed with that. These folks did this for their country and therefore for us, right? To keep us safe. And so we can all kind of rise above that and help our children to understand that all of these folks are deserving of our respect and of our help and all of these things. I'm particularly drawn to the fact that so many of our veterans are homeless. So many of our veterans are not receiving the care that they need, PTSD, the mental health crisis, the suicide rate. I mean, I just wish that people had a more open heart to these issues instead of kind of politicizing it and feeling like it's the government. You know, it's not. These are human beings. So tell me a little bit more about the practical way that you do the work. So you partner with organizations. Do you, I love that you do this in the high schools. Like, so you have clubs? Like, how does it actually work? Boots on the ground.
Absolutely. Going to that politicization thing first, though, we like to say to all of our clubs that the military simply answered a call to serve our country, and it's the politicians who pick where they go and what they're doing. And so it's our responsibility to look after these people who've answered a call and stepped up. So the way that we function is we have a core curriculum of service projects, a different program each month that students can complete. And so that could be serving breakfast on Veterans Day to close to 500 injured veterans. That's sending care packages to troops deployed overseas. That's Project Bookdrop, where we send books to VA patient libraries for veterans undergoing treatment. And then we also have more elaborate programs, which we call Passion to Project. So we believe that students can turn whatever they're passionate about into a project to help other people. And so we've seen students in New York City do this. We had Augie and Reese, who were computer kids. They loved technology and engineering and wanted to do a program to support homeless veterans. And we were able to have, they were able to have, get free computers to formerly homeless veterans and have them and their friends teach computer literacy classes to these veterans. So they were able to turn whatever they were passionate about into a program to help someone else. And Whiskey Bravo was able to offer funding, partnerships, connections, and mentorship that they needed. We've also had countless other stories. Sarah in Arkansas, she loved babysitting kids and wanted to do something with little kids. And she was able to take two Gold Star families, so kids who lost a parent serving, to an amusement park for the day, just showing that there were other kids out there who were grateful to them, and that kind of kids were supporting other kids. So we have these different curriculum tiers, we call them, that based here, and then passion to project. And students start a club at their school, get a core team kind of, and then can work on doing as much or as little as they'd like. We like to meet kids where they're at. And then some students, if you want to be a leader, you can, but also just coming out to an event, volunteering. We see a lot of times that once one student comes to one Whiskey Bravo event, they build relationships and keep coming again and again. So that's kind of a little bit about the nitty gritty. We also offer all different support to the club. We assign them a Whiskey Bravo mentor who's a veteran or teacher who is able to provide more hands-on instruction, as well as the school provides a faculty advisor. So they kind of have those two different resources who can help support the work that they're doing. And we're young, flexible, and growing. So we really try to meet kids where they're at.
That's amazing. Do you, how many states do you, you had 1,300 students. So how many different schools or states are you represented in?
So we've impacted 13 schools in 6 states.
Amazing. That's really great. So that was going to be one of my questions at the end of our conversation is how can someone get involved? So it sounds like you're telling me that if someone is in Mississippi or Wyoming or California, if they want to start a Whiskey Bravo branch in their school, a club in their school, they just reach out to you and they're able to do that. I think that is such an incredible model. And I think the fact that you provide the mentorship and all of that is fantastic. You mentioned funding. So tell me a little bit more about that. How does that work?
Yeah, so schools don't have to pay any fees or anything. It's completely free for the school. We're grateful to have partners, military nonprofits like Carry the Load, which provide us a lot of funding, as well as nonprofits focused on youth. Riley's Way has been amazing and providing a lot of funding. We also get funding from Diller. All different groups have donated, and we're so grateful. And so we haven't really had to do a lot of individual fundraising, but now as we're growing, we're starting to require some more funds. But everything is bootstrapped. Our goal is really to keep costs low and impact high. So we're 100% volunteer. We have based out of schools and homes. So we really try to make every dollar go as far as possible.
Have you discovered any challenges or obstacles in this work that you've had to overcome? Anything that you're surprised by?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges is balancing schoolwork and Whiskey Bravo and like outside life. But as I mentioned before, I think just developing the team that we have now has been amazing. As for surprises, we've seen students who kind of were hesitant to start with Whiskey Bravo, maybe a little shyer, quieter, start doing Whiskey Bravo programming and really just becoming leaders in the community, sharing letters from their teachers, from principals, all different people in the community. And we've gotten letters from parents saying how the programs have helped their child's mental health, how they found new purpose, all of these different information, and even information from colleges on how they were so impressed by what students have accomplished. And so that has been wonderful to see. We set out on this journey. Youth volunteer rates have been declining for the past 20 years. And to see that the programming is really starting to bring that up has been amazing. And then also the response from military and veterans has been incredible. We'll see Whiskey Bravo students will volunteer for an hour doing something very small, and the veterans will be so thankful. And it doesn't make sense. Like, these are men and women who've dedicated so much, sacrificed so much, and they're the ones thanking us. It's just, that has always been a surprise, and it's sad that like where our country is right now, but we're trying to change that.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, again, it makes perfect sense to you and I, but I really do think that in the scheme of folks that you might help in your community, of course, people think about helping folks who are experiencing homelessness, those who are hungry, people living marginally. I just don't think that veterans come to mind. And that's really sad because many times they are living on the margins, right? They came back with mental health issues or they couldn't keep a job or they're, you know, again, homelessness being such a huge problem. It really is sad. And the fact that these folks are surprised by young people taking the time out just goes to show you how deserving they are. Well, Ben, I can't thank you enough for this. It's just a really wonderful conversation. It's so important. Again, I'm just shocked as I think back on it, that you're the first young person that I've had on to talk about this very, very important work. I think it's just a really special program. I hope it continues to grow. I hope this gets you more branches and more school clubs. Tell everybody if you have a website, your social media, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, check us out at whiskeybravo.org and at whiskeybravo on social. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun chatting.
Yeah, no, it's so special. Thank you so much, Ben. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.